This is an All Ears English podcast. This isn't what I ordered. How to ask for the correct order in English. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
Didn't get what you ordered at the coffee shop? Burger cooked the wrong way? Today, learn how to ask your barista or waiter to fix your order in English with clarity, confidence, and kindness.
This episode is brought to you by Tinder. You ever see someone on Tinder that takes your breath away? Now, with Tinder's first impressions, you can send a message to help stand out before you match. Try gassing up their hottest take, bond with them over a weirdly specific obsession, or hit them with the joke they have to respond to. Try Tinder's first impressions feature and explore all of the possibilities for yourself. Tinder, it starts with a swipe. Download Tinder today.
Hello, Michelle. How are you? What's shaking?
Oh, not too much, Lindsay. How are you?
Great. Doing well. Just actually having my morning coffee here. Black, of course.
Yeah. Question, when you're ordering your coffee, do you always kind of wait? Like, do you just say, I'm ordering a black coffee, or do you wait until the barista asks you, like, oh, how do you want it?
I don't know. I get the order of things all mixed up. My partner always teases me that I order the wrong way. I'm like deer in headlights when I order. It's so weird. Sometimes I'll go to a coffee shop and I'll say tall, and they get really upset about that. And yesterday we got called out for that, actually, because when you say tall, you're talking about Starbucks, right? Like, normal coffee shops don't have tall, they have small. And then they'll say, have you been to Starbucks? What are you doing here?
Do they really?
Yesterday they gave us that look for sure. So I'm not very good at saying things in the right order. So I'll be learning something in today's episode as well.
Well, actually, that reminds me of Dan. He's the opposite. He just refuses to do the Starbucks sizes. He doesn't just say the tall grande venti. He'll just be small, medium, large. He doesn't care. Okay. He's just going for it. He's not feeding into that.
I love it. Just the opposite. That's so funny. I mean, So this is what our episode is about today, and it's a great question. Shall I go ahead and read the question from our listeners?
Sure. Yes.
Yeah. And by the way, this is from YouTube, and we have an entire YouTube channel. Michelle, what should our listeners type in if they go to YouTube and want to find us over there?
Well, type in All Ears English, and you will find us on YouTube.
Yep. Hit subscribe right away. Here we go. So this is from @phrasekim. Hi, Aubrey and Michelle. This is Ryan. It's always a great routine to listen to your podcast and start my day before going to work. I always thank you. And my goal is to listen to every episode of All Ears English, Business English, and IELTS Energy. Whoa. I'm so happy to have a bunch of more episodes to enjoy.
Michelle, that makes me happy. Thank you for listening.
Your reviews and your feedback mean everything to us. So. Really.
Thank you, Ryan. Yes.
Yeah. Thank you, Ryan. All right. Today, I ordered a black coffee in the coffee shop, and the clerk actually put sugar and cream in my coffee. Oh, no. Gasp. Right. I wanted to give the coffee back and get the real black coffee. In this situation, how can I politely ask for what I ordered? Thank you again, and keep up the good work. Oh, this is a great question.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, we're going to get into it. Before we get into it more, we're going to really dive in. Guys, what we want you to do is think of a friend who believes in connection, not perfection. So think of that person. And then what should they do, Lindsay?
Go ahead and text a link from the show to that person. Let them know that this is one of your podcasts that you listen to. Think of someone that is that believes in human connection, that wants more connections in their lives, and it believes that, you know, this is a different way to learn what we're doing over here. We're focusing more on that connection moment. We're learning grammar, vocabulary, yes, but the most important thing is to connect, and we're showing you how to do it. All right. So Text it to a friend who would be open to that style of learning. Good.
Perfect. All right. Also, definitely, we've been talking about coffee a lot on the show. Listen to episode 2391 we did a little way back. That was how to connect over coffee habits in English. And that one was so fun because we realized how just talking about coffee or could be tea just really, really gets you to connect with someone and to have a fun conversation.
Oh, it's huge. It's huge. And even this moment that Ryan's asking about, you know, even if you're not going to have a deep, you know, friendship or deep conversation with the barista, it does matter how that interaction goes for your energy for the rest of the day, the barista's energy, and just kind of what you're putting out into the universe, right? It matters. You want to have a nice exchange.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. I love it. So this situation happens frequently. I mean, whether it's coffee or something else, I mean, there's mistakes made all the time and that's okay. I mean, so Lindsay, has that ever happened to you? So, because Ryan has your coffee, drinks coffee like you do, black. And so does this ever happen?
Yeah, it's more likely to happen, you know, outside Colorado in different parts of the US where there's just, I don't know, different diets, more sugar maybe. So I'm trying to think where it was. I was just somewhere. I don't know if it's California where I was, or I was talking to someone about getting a coffee and having sugar on, like they automatically add the syrup at Starbucks instead of just letting it, you ask for it. Some places will automatically do that. They assume you want sugar, right? Yes, it does happen, Michelle.
So yeah, I mean, you should absolutely ask for the correct order. And I think it's amazing that Ryan is thinking about how to be polite in this situation. So good for you, Ryan. So, I mean, Lindsay, what else could this be for?
Well, certainly when you order a salad, I like to order salads a lot when I go out and you might ask for the dressing on the side, but maybe the salad comes with dressing with it. We'd say it's already dressed. The salad has been dressed. That's what we say in English. Or maybe how you order your burger. Do you order it medium rare? Maybe they cooked it medium or rare. What else, Michelle? Anything else you can think of?
I mean, just, I would say those are like the two biggest ones. I mean, definitely, Lindsay, do you usually get the dressing on the side or do you usually like it on top?
I usually like it on top. It's more the coffee order. It would really throw me off if I got sugar in my coffee or milk in my coffee. Milk would be okay, but sugar, I wouldn't want it.
That happens to me where you go, I just don't like it when the dressing is too thick. So I could either say light dressing, or I usually just say on the side and then I pour over what I want because I just like a little bit.
It's true because it's a gamble because a lot of salad dressing is it's a gamble of how that's going to taste. It could also be really sugary and, you know, you just don't know if you're going to like the dressing.
You don't want, and like sometimes like the salad is soaked. It feels like it's soaked in the dressing and it's just, and then whenever that happens, if the dressing on it is, I don't like that.
I mean, I think the point is this happens to everyone and it is totally fine to ask for your order to be kind of edited, right? To be fixed. So we're going to show you how to explain the situation and how to ask for the change and then how to finish up so that that vibe stays positive between you and the person that's helping you, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yes. All right, so let's get into it. So the first thing, we have basically four steps here. So the first thing to do is do an intro. So excuse me, right? Really, pretty much that's it.
something else we could say, maybe, oh, sorry, right?
Oh,
maybe
sorry, right.
Sorry. They're passing your table. Maybe we're sitting down and they're passing your table. Or let's say that we're standing at the counter at the barista situation, right? Oh, sorry. Those are kind of the two main ways you would raise an issue. Right.
And it's, I think that it's a particularly challenging way to ask about the situation Ryan is talking about, because especially if you're in line, I mean, the same would be at a bar, right? Or just like a crowded restaurant where you go up and get your order and there's a line of people. That can be when it's busy. Ooh, that's tough.
Yeah, it's hard. I mean, we have to have a lot of empathy for people serving us, right? I mean, it's not easy. We know this. I've worked in, I think everyone should work in either retail or dining or some kind of dining food service at some point in their lives, Michelle, because it's hard.
Yeah, you got to have that empathy. I agree. Yeah. So the second thing you do is you can explain the situation. Now, this can be direct. I mean, restaurants and coffee places are busy, so you don't have to skirt around the situation. You can use the rest of the steps to kind of pad it.
Right.
And use that to be polite. But the actual request, I mean, you don't have to be like rude about it, but just be direct, be clear. We don't have time to,
Oh, my gosh. Oh, for sure. And this can vary depending on what region of the US you're in. If you're in New York on the East Coast, say it faster, say it clearly, just get it done. They just want to fix it and move on, right? Maybe in other smaller towns, you might take more time, but I agree. You need to get kind of the problem out on the table quickly, Michelle.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, one thing you could say is, I ordered a black coffee, or you could say, I actually ordered a black coffee, which when you add actually, it's kind of implying, oh, well, that's the mistake, right?
Actually is a great, it's like a ninja word, right?
Yeah.
It can say so much, because when you say that, you're saying this is not a black coffee and I ordered a black coffee just with that word, actually. It's incredible.
Yes. Mm-hmm. What's something else you could say?
We could say, I think this
salad. The second one.
Oh, sorry, for the second one. Oh, I asked for a black coffee. So this is even more direct. Or I asked for the dressing on the side. I asked for the burger done medium well. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think this one, if you're going to go with this one very direct, just tone of voice, right?
Right.
Smile. Right. Maybe there's a smile involved.
Right. Or you could be, this one is a little less direct, but I wouldn't use this one when a place is super busy. So you would say like, I think this has dressing on it. I think this has cream in it. I think this has sugar in it. I wouldn't use that, because then the person might not remember what you ordered, and they might be like, I wouldn't use that if it's super busy. If you have a little more time, I think it's useful.
Right. So you're saying, if you say, I think this has dressing in it, they might not remember if you ask for it with dressing or without, or why you're at what you're saying, or why you're saying that. It's not clear. It's actually not super clear. Right.
Right. So save that one for when you're, you know, kind of just a few people in the place.
Yes, exactly. I love it. All right. Good.
I have learned after so many years as an entrepreneur that speed matters when it comes to hiring, but so does quality. You need the most qualified person on your team fast. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs helps you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your job post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Hiring for me in the past has felt overwhelming. Managing all of the incoming applications, making sure you write the job ad in a way that attracts top talent. That's what I love about Indeed. It speeds up the process and makes it easier. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. That's Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions do apply. Hiring, Indeed is all you need.
Okay, Michelle, we are back. So that is the second step. So first step, introduction, excuse me, I'm sorry. Second one, explain the situation, kind of explain the problem, and be somewhat direct and be quick, be fast. People are busy, right?
Number three, what is the third step, Michelle?
Do the ask. Ask, right? So you might not have to do this one because they might just say, oh, I'm sorry, I'll get you another one right
away.
They
take it from you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. They might say, oh, sorry, I know you asked for this with the, you know, with black, and sorry, I'll make you another one. But if they don't, you could just say, would it be possible to get another one? Or what else could you say?
Yeah, you could say, could I get this switched out? I like that one. That's a little less common, but it sounds very native and natural. Meaning, can you swap? Can you switch what I have with what I asked for? Right?
Yes. Yes, exactly. And then Lindsay, tell me about the ending. How do you end this?
Right. Ending is basically just, it's simple. Don't overthink it. Say thank you.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
So just saying something like, oh, thank you. Thanks so much. Or maybe I appreciate that. Yeah, you can never say thank you too much. I feel like it's, you can't go wrong. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Lindsay, how do you feel doing this when this happens? Do you feel awkward or do you just, whatever? Does it kind of depend?
You know, this past weekend, I was actually in one of our favorite Italian places, but it's a different Italian place. It's like you walk up to the counter to order, but then you get like a plate of pasta, like good Italian food. It's kind of a weird model. Uh-huh. And we had a comedy show we were going to down the road, and we're sitting there for 45 minutes and we hadn't gotten our food. Oh. And at some point I had to go up and say, we have to leave.
Yeah.
And I actually asked for a refund for the meal. Because it was stressful. And the waiter had come up to us and had said, I'm so sorry, we've got all these Uber deliveries ahead of us. But that was kind of, we were like, okay, so Uber's more important than we are sitting in the restaurant.
Right.
So this is kind of, if you feel you are, you know, it didn't feel like they were kind of treating us right as patrons of the restaurant. And so I did go up and ask, and they were actually so kind, and it ended up being a positive interaction in the end. But I think, you know, you get used to it, and you only do it when you feel like it's necessary.
Right.
I guess there's a little awkwardness, but I think it's okay. It's okay to ask for what you've ordered.
Exactly. You know? Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. I agree with you. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, sometimes if there's, you know, a crowd, you can just like, one other key tip is if there's a crowd and maybe you would be stuck standing in a line for 20 minutes, you could even just kind of stand on the side and kind of like make a face, you know what I mean? Or like kind of, you know, just kind of, I mean, it's always awkward because then you're just standing there.
What would that face look like, Michelle? Demonstrate.
Oh gosh, we're on you. I mean, you could just kind of be like, like a kind of gesturing a little bit, not in a mean way, but to try and get their attention, because it isn't fair. Then you have to wait in line. Like,
I don't think at the barista situation, I don't think you need to get back in line.
Right. Exactly. Right.
Standing, usually there's a place where they're giving
like
you
on the side
drinks.
Or right. Oh yeah at Starbucks where they're like calling you, right?
Yeah, where they're handing out the drinks. You could do that. I think eye contact, confidence and eye contact are two really good tips, and doing it only, you know, when, and just feeling like you do have the right to have what you ordered, even though they're busy, and you can do this with kindness, and everyone can come out on top, right? I think the barista also wants to know they're doing their job well and doing their job right. Like if I were waiting tables, I wouldn't want to know that I served someone the wrong kind of steak and no one said anything. The person just ate it. Like that's not good. Right?
No, not at all. So don't feel guilty. Just be confident, be kind, and make eye contact. So here we go. Let's do a role play.
Okay, here we go. So I ordered a caramel coffee and I can taste that it's vanilla. Uh-oh. Here we go.
All right. Okay.
Excuse me.
Yes?
I asked for a caramel coffee. I think this is vanilla.
Oh, no. Want another one?
Yes. Could I get it switched out, please?
Of course. Sorry about that. I'll make it right now.
Excellent. Thanks so much. So it's not a big deal. And it's an opportunity to practice our English, right?
Yeah. It definitely is. Yeah, it's fine. So, and you did it in a very tasteful, kind way. So good job, Lindsay.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. And I started by saying, excuse me. And there were a couple options to get attention. We said, oh, sorry, or excuse me. Right. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then I said, yes. So you got my attention. And you said, I asked for a caramel coffee. I think this is vanilla. So you're kind of combining a couple of the things we mentioned. We
thought, I think this is vanilla. And when we say I think, that always softens it a little bit, makes it a little more polite, right? If you want to pull back, like we said. Mm-hmm. And you said, oh no, want another one? And mm-hmm. I said, yeah, could I get this switched out? Could I get it switched out? And I like that. That's direct, but it's not rude in any way.
Right? Yeah. And I mean, I did ask you if you wanted another one, which I said might happen. So you didn't have to say, yeah, could I get it switched out? But it's fine that you did. You could have also just said, yeah, sure, that would be great. So mm-hmm, either one. Mm-hmm.
Love that. And then we ended with what, Michelle? The most common phrase in the English language.
Yes. Thanks so much. Thank you. Yep.
I love it. I think the takeaway here for me is it's okay to ask for, you know, things to be made right. And the key is to do it with kindness, but do it kindness and directness at the same time. So you don't waste someone's time. You don't make them guess what you want, right? Mm-hmm. But you're also mm-hmm. kind. And there is a way to do that at the highest levels.
Yeah, I agree. All right. Well, Lindsay, I'm so glad that we were able to answer Ryan's question. So Ryan, I wish you lots of good black coffee. hopefully you don't have to use this much, but now you have the tools to be able to do it. And it was a great question. We all run into these kinds of situations. So I know that you guys will find it helpful.
Yeah, I love it. So good, Michelle. Great topic. And don't forget, guys, go ahead and send Allers English Podcast to whatever friend you have that would yeah. resonate with our message of connection, not perfection. All right. Good stuff. Good.
See you soon. All right, Michelle. Lindsay. Okay. See you in the next one. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.